What a dream. Such a shame I always wake up right when it's getting to the good part. Maybe one day soon, it'll come true. Master, are you awake? I guess not. Oh, Master, your face is so tense, and you're breathing so fast. Oh, and look at this blanket then. You must be having the same dream I was. It's a good one, isn't it? Maybe I can make it even better. Can you feel my kisses in your dream? And how about this? Your cock is straining so hard against the blanket. It must be so uncomfortable. A good cat girl never lets her master be uncomfortable. I'll just adjust the covers. And if I get a peek at your hard cock as I do, well, that isn't my fault. I shouldn't be doing this. Touching Master without permission. He does look like he's enjoying it a lot, but he's never let me touch him like this before. I wonder if he would be mad if he woke up. How could he be squirming about in my hand like this? Wait, I think he's about to come. No. You did not just moan her name while coming in my hand. That fucking whore puppy from across the street. You cannot be into her. Okay, sure. She's super hot and bubbly and will lick anything that moves. But you're my master. Mine. I'm sorry, Master. I didn't mean to wake you. On my hand? It's just lotion. Yeah, I think I used too much. How did you sleep, Master? Did you have any interesting dreams? Oh, you can't remember? That's convenient. No, I'm not upset. What possible reason would I have for being upset? It's not like you were just fucking another woman or anything. Or even if you were, it's not like... I mean... We're not even... Master, I need to talk to you about something. You're not being fair. I've been yours for 3 weeks now. I've been cute and playful It even teased you with peeks down my blouse and up my skirt. No. I know what I do to you, Master. I know how much I turn you on. We sleep in the same bed every night. Why haven't you done anything? Like what? Oh, I don't know. Fuck me, maybe. I've been trying so hard to show you that I want you, but do you pay attention? No, instead, you just go straight to sleep so you can dream about the beach across the street. She wouldn't even love you like I do. She fucks anyone that catches attention, but I only want you. I don't understand. Why don't you want me? Am I not pretty enough for you? Not smart enough? I know I sometimes forgot to do things you tell me to. I don't know how to cook, and the last time I tried cleaning, I put everything away in the wrong place. I'm not the best cat girl, but I'm trying my best, and I'll learn, Master. I swear, I love you so much. Please, please, don't leave me. Do you promise? Say it. Promise you'll never leave me. Promise that I'll be yours, and you'll be mine, forever. Can we? Let me clean up the mess I made earlier. Oh, Master, I've wanted to do this since my first night with you. The first time I smelled your scent, I knew I wanted you. Your cock and your heart. But you kept them from me. Let my cravings build and build until I couldn't take it anymore. Until I had to, take matters into my own hands. Do you like my mouth, Master? You know, it's your fault if I'm not good. You haven't given me enough practice. But we'll change that. We are throwing the alarm clock away in the morning. From now on, I will wake you up. With my mouth, Master. I'll creep into your bedroom each morning, crawl across the floor to the foot of your bed, then sneak up under the covers and put my warm, wet, hungry mouth on your cock. You'll wake up to pleasure every morning. And when you leave the blanket, you see me looking up at you, gazing into your eyes while I nurse on your cock. And you can pin my ears and tell me what a good girl I am. What better way to start your day? And that would be just a start, because your kitten needs more than that. We have so much lost time to make up for. So many things to try. Does my wiggling butt above your face give you any ideas? Why don't you leave my little dress up and give this kitty a taste? Of course I'm not, Master. Why would I need panties, yeah? They just get in the way of fun. I actually stopped wearing any a week ago. See my thigh? eyes? See how shiny they are? Feel how wet? Being around you was making me soak through them. Besides, I kind of like feeling a breeze blowing up my dress, nipping at my sleek, bare legs. Roster, your tongue is tickling me, licking up the other mess I've made down there. Getting closer and closer to my kitty. Yes, please, yes, right there, keep your tongue right there, Master. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh, can you feel my thighs squeezing around your head? Feel them, take my soft shaking legs in your big rough hands and squeeze them while you bury your tongue inside me. Oh, fuck, shit. I almost forgot about you, Master. Master? Yes, I'm ready. More than ready. Yes, I've done this before. Well, no, not with a person. With toys. But how different could a real one be? I don't know. I've pictured it 1,000 different ways, but in my fantasies, you never ask what I wanted. Here, you lean back against the headboard, and I'm going to sit in your lap, okay? And then just slowly lower myself onto... Oh my god, Master, it's so much better than a toy. I can feel your warmth spreading inside me. I can feel you throbbing as you stretch me, forcing my tight pussy to accept you deeper and deeper. I'm trembling, Master. Hold me. Nothing will ever make me happier than this moment. Your arms tight around me, pulling me close, and my face snugged in your chest. Your heart snugged inside me. I love you, Master. Are you ready to come? Let's do it together. How does that feel, Master? My silky pussy hugging and squeezing your cock. Begging to be bred. Will it do it, Master? Will you breed your needy little pet? Oh, Master, could you touch my toe? Yeah, I love it. Oh, just be gentle. I'm extra sensitive there. Oh, it's okay. I trust you. Yeah, start at the base. Yes. And slowly, just head along the... Oh, yeah, exactly like that, Master. I'm sorry. I'm slobbering on the chest. I feel too poppy. I'm so gross. Are you? Yeah? Come on, Master. Come. Oh my god. I feel like getting on milk. I need it. I've waited for so long. Give it to me. Master, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I don't really mind you fantasizing about that puppy slut. Because I just got scared because it wasn't a part of me. I thought you were fantasizing about not having me anymore. Wait, really? What was I doing? Me and her? Huh? I would never do that! That sort of behavior is beneath somebody like myself. I might let her do it to me though. Hmm.